Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We are live on Radio Row. It is all brought to you by Howard Bank, of course, our new sponsor.
Howard Bank, I get a loan. I can get a loan from Howard Bank.
You can do whatever you need to do. You don't live local anymore, man. Howard Bank's local.
I'll take a loan from anybody that'll give it to me for the right interest rate.
All right. This guy now does radio. He was spoiled because he was trained by the best. back in the day. Dude, I remember when you were just a slappy over the corner trying to run special teams, trying to get a job, man.
Hey, I'm still that same dude. I'm faking it till I make it. don't know I'm faking it yet. Even on radio, they don't know I'm faking it.
I don't know the last time I did radio with you, but it probably was when you were maybe a Jet, you know, literally on the field.
Yeah.
I haven't tracked you down at some of these things. You're one of the hardest working dudes I know, much like in football. You've taken that to the media. Dude, I never, ever thought you would want to run off to New York and do sports radio.
Well, you know what? I didn't envision it either. I was just kind of messing around, and Mike Francesa, who's started sports radio, that you talk about the fan and what it means to the industry. I had no idea. I was just messing around. They asked me to fill in. My agent asked me to fill in. I was, doing the NFL Today and doing the TV thing, and they decided to go a different direction. I was just hanging out. They say, hey, man, you want to come and, fill in for a couple of days? I did it. And, they started to consider me as a potential replacement. And here we are today. It's just one of those things. I go with the flow. And if it feels right, I do it. And if it doesn't, I've worked hard enough and made enough money where I can have options. And, right now I'm having fun. I'm enjoying myself. And, I think about Maggie and Carlin and, my co-hosts and how they welcome me in and how enjoyable it is to go to work every day.
You guys, that's not fake. I sit here on Radio Row and watch it all day. I mean, I've watched it 3-4 days now, and I think and I'll bring Luke in on this. First off, that's Luke. I thought Luke knew you.
What up, Luke?
I said to Luke,
what's
I'm
up,
like,
Bart?
Go grab Bart over there. He's like,
way to go, Luke.
I don't know. I don't know, Bart. I wasn't covering it.
I've been going a long time, man. It's been a long time.
It's been a minute.
Time flies, man. It's amazing. I've almost been retired almost 5 years. This is my fourth year retired. And time flies, man. It's amazing. And every once in a while I get the opportunity to look back and reflect. I was able to come down. I'm still very active in the Baltimore community. I still consider Baltimore my home. I still consider myself a Baltimore Raven. I just had a girlfriend on the side for a little bit.
J-E-T-S.
I never said that. I'm a Raven.
For you with this Super Bowl and seeing Brady still out here, you've been gone a long time.
Yep.
And I can dial up a lot of film up there. You and Rex and Ray and Haloti and, everybody, AD. I mean, he's all the way around.
Yeah.
Chasing him around, and they're still trying to chase him around. Schwartz is going to try to catch him on Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have to take your hat off to him. He's put himself on the Mount Rushmore quarterbacks. You think about the combination. What a luxury it is to be able to have a head coach and pretty much your entire coaching staff to be available with you for 17 years. You think about the things that they've seen together. You think about the situations they've been in, how they're prepared to adjust to any situation. And I don't think they've changed a bit. I think they've kind of leveled out and stayed at the same level. But the problem is, everybody else that comes in is new to them. And, what a great benefit it is for you to be in a situation and you go to the sideline and you can say, okay, remember in 2003 when, the Rams or the Ravens or the Jets were running this blitz and they kept killing us with the A-gap blitz? Remember what we did? I think we should be able to do that. And, I think that's the key to their success, the fact that they've been together and they've kept each other intact. It's the same system and it's been able to evolve and grow. And you got to tip your hat off to Bill Belichick because he's won different ways. He's won with great defense. He's won with, great receivers. He's run with tight ends. He's won with Corey Dillon as a power running back. I think Schwartz and the Philadelphia Eagles have their hands full. But with that being said, any given Sunday, they are a talented team. If you go player for player, you would probably say that Philadelphia is a more talented team. But the great equalizer is Tom Brady.
Well, what's the key for that? Is it making Brady uncomfortable? I mean, it always is.
It's not that simple.
Sure.
It's about being able to make the adjustments. Can you be a great counterpuncher?
Right.
Can you attack, but can you also counterpunch? Can you, when they make the adjustment, can you make an equal adjustment that's just as smart and crafty as their adjustment? Because you saw last week, Jacksonville kind of came out and they gave them problems. They really didn't, cash in the red zone, which you have to do against the Patriots to put pressure on them. But you saw them kind of say, you know, the Patriots kind of say, is that all you got? And it was pretty much, yeah, that's about it. And I think at Doug Peterson, he's done a tremendous job and his adjusting to Nick Foles and, you know, the RPOs and being able to do things that he does well. But he's going to have his best game as a play caller.
Sure.
And Schwartz is going to have his best game. The great thing is they're nine deep on the defensive line.
Right.
And when Brady does have trouble, it's because of interior pressure. And he's not allowed to step up and step out. And you hit him and you hit him often. And but what happens is you see him change tempos, go no huddle. You see him, you know, change and get up to the offensive line and make the defensive lineman stand their stance for extended periods of time. Yeah, I don't know if that works with this unit because they have whole shifts. You know, they'll bring out three guys and bring out another three guys. You think about Graham, you think about Bennett, you think about, you know, Fletcher Cox, you think about their ability to rotate guys through to keep them fresh. And that's going to be the key. But the key is while you're trying to make those adjustments, don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. You know, Brady, why Brady's such a great player, and you think about the elite quarterbacks, they do all the little things. So if you want to be lackadaisical, you want to get up and kind of jog off the field when they're trying to change personnel, he's going to catch you with 12 on the field. He's going to take a shot, try to get a cheap play, and do all the little things. So you're going to have to be in tune. You're going to have to play a complete game. You're going to have to try and get, you know, win the turnover battle, but also win situational football.
Mark Scott joining us here, of course, Ravens legend, and there's another Ravens legend around on Saturday night, 52.
Okay.
He's going to be getting into the hall.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. First ballot. Well deserved.
You know, so many of you own a little piece of him, right? I mean, so many of you over the course of all of that lined up with him. I got to think this August thing for so many of you. I mean, coaches, players, Schwartz is a part. I mean, so many. This is going to be a real coronation, I think, for everything purple in Canton in August.
Well, you know what? I enjoy being his fullback. I mean, you talk about being able to play with the greatest, you know, middle linebacker in football history. I feel like I'm not slighting anybody by saying that. I think he is the standard. I think, you know, he's the one that's, you know, you think about that route, that Mount Rushmore of linebackers. I think you have to start with him. And then maybe LT. I think he's that good, that dominant. Everything LT was to the outside linebacker, I believe that Ray Lewis was for the inside linebacker. And he showed that he could be dominant in two different systems, a 3-4 and a 4-3, and also being able to play in different eras and be able to adjust. You know, you saw Ray Lewis dominate at 260, but you just saw him dominate as well at 235, 240.
For you, first time you met him, you come in, you're just Bart Scott, right? And he's already Ray Lewis, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some thoughts about the intimidation and part of that. And at what point does he accept you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was just excited to have an opportunity coming from a D1AA. You know, I really didn't even know, you know, all the players that was on the Ravens. I knew that they were a great team. You know, I always was a fan. I used to do any dogs in the house, you know, down in college. But when you become a teammate, you know, you have to let the fandom go away. You have to start trying to earn the respect of all those great players on that defense. You think about Peter Bowyer, Michael McQuarrie. At that time of day, it's Thomas, Ed Hartwell.
But what shocked you about Ray coming in? I mean, you really were a kid coming into that situation.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
20 years old.
And you're trying to dream the dream that a lot of people didn't see in you, because if they'd seen it in you, they'd have drafted you in the first or second round, right?
Well, I was just so focused on trying to make sure that I can earn the right to be on the team. And then what I tried to do is be a sponge. And what I was impressed with is what you saw on Sunday is what you saw during the week. He was one of the hardest workers in practice. You know, you look at him, he's – at that point, I believe he was at year six, year seven, and he was still, you know, a student of the game. He was taking more notes than the rookies inside of the meeting rooms. And that's really what I think the keys to success is, that he never got complacent. He never said, okay, I got this figured out. He always, you know, bust his hump, and he always led by example in that regard with his ability to one, be a student of the game, but three, also never disrespect the game, never cheat at practice, always work hard, you know, always pay the price.
Where are you with the Ravens right now? I mean, John's gotten a lot of criticism. Joe's gotten criticism. They missed the playoffs 4 out of 5 years.
Yeah.
They haven't bottomed out, but, you know, I mean, the argument's there that they've kind of been stuck in between. They haven't been good enough, but they haven't been awful where you're going to tear the whole thing down.
Well, exactly. Well, that's what happens when you have to pay your quarterback top dollar and he takes 15 to 20% of your salary cap. That's just the nature of the beast. I think, you know, you see Russell Wilson's experience in that now. It's tough to build a complete team. When you do that, you have to hit on every draft pick. And I don't know if Ozzie's had, you know, his better, you know, draft class is because there's not a lot of guys that are contributing. You think about Perriman, you think about, you know, Elam, you think about all the way from Brown, guys that should be on this team contributing, you know, should be veterans and you should be having to make decisions on them. They didn't pan out. They didn't produce like, you know, we expected them to produce.
Well, the hardest part of that, then, you have to go out and sign veteran players, give them more money. Or use more draft picks down the line, redrafting, which they're going to be doing. They're going to be redrafting for Breshad Perriman because it didn't work out.
Right, absolutely, and that's just the nature of the beast. You know, if you build your team through the draft and you hit it on the draft, then it buys you time. If you don't, then you have to go out and you have to buy higher guns, but it's not sustainable. Eventually, you're going to have to make some tough decisions on some guys. You got to let a guy like Jernigan go because you can't pay both guys, and you lose great quality players, ones that you drafted, guys that you've developed, and now you can't afford to pay them.
Guys like Bart Scott.
There's
a lot of Bart Scott along the way, right?
I was cheap labor, and that was the key to the success. You think about it, Darius Thomas, Will Demps, Chad Williams, Lamont Brightfield, you know, Chester Taylor, these are all guys, you know, we're all guys that were cheap. So it afforded you to take a risk and go out and say, okay, I'm going to go out and try and sign a Steve McNair, or I'm going to go bring in a Trevor Price and bring in guys like that. You can afford to do that when you're not paying your quarterback. But when you pay your quarterback, the clock is ticking, and you better be right. You see Drew Brees, that's happening with Drew Brees. You know, for years, Drew Brees didn't have the team around him to compete. They just so happened to hit on a guy like Kamara. You know, I forget the right tackle that they hit on in the second round draft pick that contributed at safety. They gave up the big play. You know, so, you know, you can get away with that until, you know, you have to pay those young players. And when you have to pay those young players, just like in Seattle, you know, you pay Richard Sherman. Now Earl Thomas wants more money. But they had a hell of a run for a while because they didn't have to pay Russell Wilson. No different from the window that San Francisco had when they had a controllable Colin Kaepernick.
Nice to see Pettin get a job again, right?
Hey, all good, man. He got that. He was getting that money sitting at the house, you know, sitting on that Buffalo Bills money. That Buffalo Bills money ran out. He went out and got another job. I think he'll be great for that team. You talk about being able to add something to that division. You know, the only thing is I don't know what he's going to do with his spare time because other than going to Applebee's, I don't know what they have much there to eat some cheese curds.
You want to run any smack about me or about anybody else in Baltimore right now while you got the opportunity?
Say that again?
You just ran after a pet and you just gave him a hard time.
No. I'm happy for Pet. I'm just saying I don't know what he's going to find to do. He better pick up chess or something. He's a lot of cold, lonely nights.
You saying you wouldn't have played for the Packers?
That check would have had to be real big. That would have to be a big check. I mean, Jesus.
You grew up in a cold, dude.
Man, how many people are even living in Green Bay? Like 15? 15,000?
Yeah.
I'm not about that life. I'm a city boy. I can't function like that. I'll be spending
just commute from Milwaukee every day.
I'll be spending all my money on private jets trying to get out of here on the weekends.
Dude, your life's been a dream, man. I remember running around the Super Bowl with you in Detroit.
No,
and you were just trying to get. And now you're living in Manhattan. You're living large.
I live in Jersey. I'm balling on a budget.
You live in Jersey. Why? Why
balling
not Manhattan?
On a budget.
You said
that.
You're a city guy. I thought you want to live in the city.
No, I'm a city guy. I want to be close to the city. I don't want concrete to be my backyard. I got 10 acres, man. I get to go out and I can do stuff back there, run around naked, nobody can see me.
Getting a good image. Bart, I love you. I've always appreciated our relationship.
It's not a bad optic, you know what I mean? Some people might even enjoy it.
You got a pool?
Absolutely. I got a pool. I got a track. I got some zip lines. I got some paintballs.
Toys.
I got some hey, they call it Neverland Ranch over there.
We forgot to mention there's a hot sauce store right over there.
Oh, yeah.
I had to bring that up.
Yeah, and the guy's from Maryland. He's a Ravens fan. We got to go take a picture with him. It's right here.
Not unless he ain't slinging no Bart Scott vintage edition. if he doing that, then, you know what I'm saying, we can talk. We can talk business.
Still one of the all-time great lines. Reggie Bush's ankle had no idea what hit it.
I tell you what, it took Reggie a little while to kind of let it go, man. I saw him in Vegas, and he ran from me. I was like, listen, man, we cool. I'm not going to beat you up anymore. I'm not mad. All good, though. Big up, Reggie Bush. We made amends. We built bridges.
I would listen to you
like
talk about sports. I really would.
Like Rocky IV.
I would. I don't know that I'd pay to listen to you talk about sports, but I'd listen to you talk about sports anytime.
Well, I'll take your check if you want to give it to me.
I know. I mean, I'm
I know you
set.
Got that money. You've been doing this about 20 years. You own your own business.
27 years.
Yeah, you own your own business, so you write your own check.
I feel really bad that you've slipped away. You know, I mean, you've gone off the, you know, I started this. I watered this. You know, I watered
was it, was
this.
It, was this Friday after next? Is this the thanks I get? I started this barbecue.
You run off to New York.
I come back
for the fan.
I come back all the time, though. I mean, how can you pass that one up?
Of course.
You still love me. I mean, sir, you're sitting here.
They wrote me a hell of a check, man. I was like, hey.
That's awesome.
I don't really want to work every day. They was like, hey, here you go. I say, hey.
I'll work every day.
See you Monday.
Bart Scott, the man, the myth, the legend, still considers himself a Baltimorean.
Always, baby.
I want to have crabs with you one night, man. Come on back home. Come on.
You know I don't eat Nemo, but I'll eat some chicken. You eat the crabs. I love Obey, though.
You took me out that night in Detroit to that the place downtown it's like a Cajun place. What's it called? Downtown Detroit.
Sweetwater Tavern, or was it Sinbad's?
Sinbad's. You took me.
Yeah, man. That's that good stuff, man. I'm glad we didn't get shot. That's a bad neighborhood. But I got street cred, so we cool.
I said, I'm with Bart Scott. They're
I'm
like,
with Bart
you
Scott.
Can pass through Detroit. Yeah,
you may enter.
I appreciate you after doing 5 hours of real radio coming over and yucking it up with me.
Oh, this is fun. This is the fun stuff, man. You can't fire me because I don't work for you.
Let's go get some hot sauce.
Let's
Bart Scott joining us here. All brought to you by Howard Bank. We're live on Radio Row, Super Bowl 52. Continuing coverage. He's Luke. I'm Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, WNST Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore Sports.